Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you today from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking the majestic skyline of Buckhead, where the weather is crisp, cool, and a magnificent fall day. Well, we are now in a time when there is so much happening, it's hard to even know where to begin. The Democrats absolutely decimated. The Republicans, the conservatives in the Republican caucus, who tried desperately to keep Obamacare from being part of your reality, knowing what a mess it is. At the same time, the Republican establishment was furious, with Ted Cruz and Mike Lee in the Senate, and with the huge number of conservatives in the House of Representatives who went in 2010 largely as a repudiation of Obamacare, that they would try to dismantle it before it became law by defunding it, is specifically what their constituency had in mind. Americans don't want this. They don't want it at all in huge numbers. But I have something that I wanted to say about all of this. It isn't just that this website doesn't work. You spend $600 million. I work on websites all the time. It's how I make a living. But $600 million on a website, and it doesn't work, and it wasn't tested? For my little business, we just did a new website this fall. We just launched it a couple of weeks ago. The very first thing before we sent people to the new website was to make sure that people could buy things on it. You don't make a change until you know something works. This is kind of a fundamental principle of business. This isn't something that you just go into, as my father used to say, willy-nilly. But that's exactly what happened. The president got up there today, and he started talking. He was very dismissive about the problems as if they were no big deal. In the same way, you know when he did it, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of him talking about the phony scandals. The IRS, Benghazi, the spying from the NSA, and the targeting of the IRS of conservatives, Fast and Furious, Solyndra, and several others. I know I'm missing a few. They're just a bunch of them. But they're phony scandals because he does not want, well, he can't. A narcissist just can't own up to their own problems. They don't have the capacity to say, I'm wrong. And they also don't have the capacity to turn around and admit that they're wrong about things. If I had been Obama, Affordable Care Act, what I would have done is as soon as I got it passed, I would be not only testing it, not only trying to figure out, make sure that everything went smoothly when it was rolled out, but I would want to have things that the Republicans wanted as part of it so they could be co-owners of it, which they certainly are not now. They shut down the government to keep it from being implemented. Well, when you do that, what does it say? It says, we don't want this thing under any circumstances. And that's exactly the way that is. They don't want it. Period. Richard, how are you today?
I'm fine, John. How are you?
Very good. We're talking, as you know, about the rollout of the Affordable Care Act. And I was just telling the listeners, if I were Obama, I would have done everything I could to get some Republicans on for some parts of it so that if it absolutely spun out of control and was a complete disaster,
like it's been,
I could blame them as well as you know, as take some blame myself. I'd want to spread out, give them a little credit, but spread out
bipartisan.
The blame for sure. Yeah,
it was bipartisan. Yeah.
He can't do that. He had to coerce votes in his own party to get it through, and now everybody's saying, well, and this is the Republicans too. They're saying, let's make the individual mandate, since it isn't ready, let's take a year off from it and come back to it. After the elections, I say, hell no. This is his.
Right.
Let him just run with this baby, because it's going to crash and burn, and so is his presidency, which it should.
Yeah.
And all the people who have been supporting it.
Did I hear correctly today, too, that the people that were trying to implement this whole thing are from Canada?
Yes.
Oh,
not only are they
God.
From Canada.
Well, hey, listen, now he can say it was not made in America. That's why it's not working.
Well, here's the thing, is that this same outfit did something for the Canadian government. And they found out that the people didn't know what in the world they were doing, and they fired them. Here we are. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Oh, my God.
And he gets out there, and he tells people, just minor stuff, little glitch here and there. They have people, they say, instead of going to a website, make a telephone call. When you make a telephone call, the telephone call tells you to go to the website.
Jack, if this was a reality show, people would say they have a script, because nothing could be this bad. They'd have to have written this in order for it to be this bad. But
if I were in Congress, I would be insisting and say, you know what, we will not support allowing this thing to have another year. Go ahead. We'll take the punishment, and there'll be people that are going to die because of this. I mean, literally. This is going to kill some people because they don't know what they're doing. And
Did I also hear that the secretary, whatever her name is, she was given $80 million to get this implemented. And as of right now, she's spent $600 million, and look what we have.
Something that doesn't work and was not tested. Now, you know that in my little business of selling books, we just have put up a new website, and it's www.mcgeeandme.net. We used to have an old domain, and we created a new one, and this is, it's more up-to-date, easier for people to buy things, and it just makes their perusing of the website easier. We just went online with it less than 3 weeks ago, about the same time as Obamacare. guess what?
It works.
We checked it out before we switched it over to make sure it worked.
Oh, come on.
Because the very first principle in business is you make sure the damn thing works before you use it. It's kind
well,
of like if you roll out a car.
Who in the hell do you people think you are having it tested ahead of time to make sure that it worked? That's not the Obama way.
That's like taking a car off the assembly line and not turning it on, you know, starting the engine to make sure it works before you sell it. This is exactly what they've done. Is they have sent us out a bunch of Edsels, which 95% of our audience don't even know what the Edsel is.
They want you to buy a brand new car and there's no engine in it.
Well, this is a very, you know, if this, it is funny, but it's also tragic.
Yeah.
Most dictators are at least competent. If you want to be a dictator, you should be competent. That's kind of the bottom line. All right, now Hitler was a monster, but he organized that country. Mussolini was a monster. He organized that country. Stalin was even as bad or worse than Hitler. He organized the country. So did Mao Zedong and Ho Chi Minh. Even you know, the guy in North Korea.
Yeah.
The very first one,
Gung-ho,
you know, the great father, or whatever they called him, and his son, and all of those, in all of their insanity. And Castro, at least they were competent at being dictators. The community organizer.
You can go to Cuba right now and purchase 1957 Chevrolet, and it'll work. Not for long, but it'll work.
That is, and just for all of the listeners, 1957 is the year that Castro took over in Cuba from Batista. Well, this is
Ray
something
Batista?
That is not. Yeah, not that. The other one.
No, not that.
This is something that is a serious, serious problem. 1/6 of our economy is in the hands of this imposter, doesn't know what he's doing, who is drunk with success because he got everything that he wanted, and the conservatives were left as really failures. They were unable to do what they wanted. But at the same time, pragmatically, you could look at it as they had failed because they didn't get what they want. Personally, I look at it as they stood for the right to do the right thing for the people. And that is what they're sworn to do. And they were being true to their calling, true to the people, true to the Constitution, true to America, and true to the things that we hold dear.
That will come out at some point.
Republicans and Democrats, were against them. And the establishment of the Republican Party, definitely was. And, at least to his credit, John Boehner tried. Now, he didn't want to, and I don't think Eric Cantor did either. But, they were being pushed by the conservatives. Now, the conservative Republicans in the House are being, they're trying to squash them. And what's going to happen is that there's going to be a fight within the Republican Party. And John Boehner will be out as the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and a new Speaker will be in, and the new Speaker will be somebody who is far more conservative. And that is a good thing for the American people. Now,
did you hear that Did you hear that Ted Cruz went back home, back to Texas, and was at like a town meeting type of thing with his constituents, and he received an 8-minute standing ovation that he stood up for what he thought and was right and did the right thing. 8 minutes.
People hate this man for doing the right thing. I saw on the Buzz, one of those Buzz things, or TMZ, or one of those things, where the actor Chris Noth, who played big on Sex and the City, and also played on Law and Order for years, said, "Well,
yeah, right.
people in the Tea Party should be horsewhipped." Now, you know, we aren't really Tea Party people. What we want to stand for, or they stand for a lot, but, you know, we're really not active with any Tea Party thing or anything like that. But his view is that we should be horsewhipped for believing in America, for believing in free enterprise, for believing in individual responsibility, for believing in the people, for believing in the dadgum Constitution. Who the hell does that actor think he is? And even worse than him is the Sundance kid who has gotten so many operations that his face looks freaky. Says the same thing. Forgotten his name now. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Robert Redford. Yeah, all of these great stars. Cher said that people who believe what we believe should be killed.
Who said that, Cher?
I mean, literally on tweet, Cher. You know, I loved her when she was in Sonny and Cher. I mean, she was great. Sadly, you know, she's kind of outgrown that look. But
yeah,
she still has.
Like 20 years ago.
No. 30.
30 years. Okay. All right. I'll buy that.
I want to congratulate the American people that we are now $40 billion over the $17 trillion benchmark. So we have hit $17 trillion, and we are just moving on up the scale. And the average debt per taxpayer is $148,756. That is a lot of money, folks. The chances of, I look at this thing every week, and people that don't pay any attention, they think that we can just borrow forever and that nothing's going to happen. Sadly, we have an electorate that is so ignorant of reality. Well, even more than that, we have elected officials who are ignorant of reality, including Barack Hussein Obama, to think that we can, you know, be indebted over $17 trillion, skyrocketing our debt, 70% increase during his presidency. That's just reprehensible, and that there's going to be no repercussions from it. It's just nonsense. It just can't happen. We have, by the way, as the whole news of the Republican caving into Obama was out there, one other little thing happened. No play in the media. The Chinese
downgraded
our credit rate to A-. This, in our history of over 200 years, we have been downgraded a total of 3 times, all under the stewardship of Barack Hussein Obama. That guy is, he does not care. He doesn't have a clue. He doesn't know what he's doing. He is a buffoon who is the most popular man, most powerful man in the world, and the Russian Foreign Secretary was absolutely correct when he referred to him as a monkey with a grenade.
Hmm.
That's exactly what
the Russians
call us that.
Pick a second and explain the downgrading to A-, that has an effect on the credit that you're going to end up paying percentage-wise. Because if I'm not mistaken, it was 3, and when they downgraded it to A-, that percentage goes up.
Of course. If you aren't as good at credit risk, then you have to pay more for your money. And
I just want to make sure people understand what that all means, is that now that $17 trillion, as it keeps going up, is costing this country more money to borrow it than they were when they had a better rating.
Correct. Let me give you a for instance of some other nations that have A-minus rating. Botswana. We're in the same league as Botswana.
Hmm.
We're in the same league as Poland. And several countries. I mean, Botswana is one of the ones. Whatever that is, they have A-minus ratings, all three of them. And now the United States of America does, under the leadership, under the stewardship of Barack Hussein Obama, and there are millions of people who are clueless still about what a fool this man is. Although I will have to say that when it comes to his the Real Clear Politics rating, he's now at minus 7.6. And the CNN poll even had his approval at 43, disapproval 53. That's a 10-point gap. The Economist had his disapproval at 56, approval at 42, a 14-point gap. Reuters has him at a 14-point gap. The Associated Press has him at a 16-point gap. Gallup has him at an 8-point gap. So there, you know, his popularity has gone down dramatically. Now, at the same time, Congress's popularity has gone down to its lowest ever, generic Senate and House. Do you approve of Congress? No. And I don't approve of them. And I certainly don't approve of my congressman here in Atlanta who, been in there way too long. And, he carries the water for Nancy Pelosi. But that doesn't mean that individual congressmen are not very popular with what they're doing. As you pointed out, with Ted Cruz, when he went there and got an 8-minute standing ovation from his home crowd in Texas, you gotta love Texas. They are not going to just cow under, do anything, and I'm very proud, of the people of the state of Texas, for electing Ted Cruz to begin with. I'm proud of the people of Utah for electing Mike Lee. These men are doing a good job. We have to hold the line here. Principled people of America have to stand up and be strong. We can't survive this. It just gets worse and worse and worse. And, I remember you were actually the one that pointed out right to begin with, a while ago, you said, why don't we just back off of criticizing Obamacare and say, you know what, there it is, you got it, go for it, and we'll just clean up the mess when you're done and, just It will be the turning point for everybody because the disaster, all of these people that are very liberal, you know, they're liberal until something happens, and you watch. When their health care doubles and there are things about the way they have to do it that are so antithetical to anything that they have ever done before in their life, they're going to balk and balk by the millions. And, you know, when people get the price tag of this, that, well, there are, this is, you know, there, this isn't going to raise your taxes, your, you know, your premiums at all, and that it's a lie, and people are seeing it's a lie, they can get through, they can't even get it. They're supposed to have it here in the, you know, in the next couple of months. And even, just by the way, if this thing were up and humming, the most that it can do is 50,000 applications a day. Would take everybody that's supposed to have it about 16 years to get through. 16 years. And they're going to start getting fined for not having it, and they can't even get it because they, you know, this is just well, in World War II, they had this expression, FUBAR. And you can know what the F stands for, up beyond all recognition. And when you're in war, things like that happen. When you are an administrator, you know, making a transition in peaceful time, it should not be a FUBAR, but it is a FUBAR, and the FUBAR belongs to Barack Hussein Obama and not to anybody else. I want him to own it, and when it absolutely messes up everything, there'll be a need for people to come in and clean it up. That, frankly, that's when we're going to get to the bottom of the IRS scandal that has Obama's prints all over it, that has the Benghazi scandal, that has Obama doing things, you know, with guns, you know, earmarked for Al-Qaeda that are behind the whole thing, or the corruption in Solyndra, or the attempt to subvert the Second Amendment of the Constitution, with the whole fiasco with the Fast and Furious. There are things that are going to come out, and this guy is going to crash and burn big time. And, you know, people, you know, say,
hell of a legacy for him, won't it be? Won't that be a great, just, that'll be his legacy. Sweet.
The crash and burn, it will.
Yeah.
Well, there are a number of difficult things that we have to deal with and that lay ahead of us, and that's all the bad news for today. But there is some good news. The good news is the Red Sox are in the World Series, and that makes for some really good entertainment for the next week or two. And you know, that's about all that we have time for today, folks. So, you know, is there any last thing you want to say before I wrap it up here, Richard?
Go Red Sox.
Go Red Sox. There you go. And listen, folks, this is keep the faith. Things are going to get better. They may get worse before they get better. We are not done yet, and God is not done with this nation. So have a great day, and God bless you, and God bless United States of America. Good night.